high fives out there, given that the refs and the league are closer to an agreement now?
I haven't heard that.
It's got to be good news that there's at least conversation that they're close, right?
Yeah, like I said, you're breaking the story to me, so I don't. I hadn't really thought a whole lot about that today. You know, kind of thinking about our team, kind of what we need to do to get ready. But yeah, that'd be a good thing.
Hey, what do you see from the Raider defense?
Yeah, kind of that mix of speed and power that you kind of like if you're a defensive coach to have on your team. Seymour and Kelly, you kind of know what they're going to do up front, big, powerful guys. And, you know, I'm not as familiar with the Raiders, certainly as the players that have played here before, but think about the Raiders, think about speed. They got speed, you know, at the linebacker position in the secondary. They've been pretty opportunistic, created some huge turnovers against Pittsburgh there late in the game, stripping the ball. And, you know, in their offense, you know, kind of fed off those turnovers by scoring points. So, those would be key things we got to take care of.
Peyton, while you can't control the schedule, maybe facing them at the right time with one of their starting safeties playing cornerback this week?
Well, you know, certainly everybody's dealing with injuries, and, you know, we're missing some guys, and, they have had to make some rotations there. They've, you know, added some players, you know, of some other teams this week. So, you know, I think you still have a little bit of unknown there as to how they'll do it. But coming off a big win against Pittsburgh, they'll be playing with a lot of momentum. You know, you're still – it's a new defensive coordinator. You know, last year's film with Oakland does you no good. So, you know, you still kind of – it's a little bit of, hey, what are they going to do? How are we going to react? Let's be prepared to adjust on the sideline if we have to. But I think the key is we have to, you know, execute our job better, regardless of I had an old coach used to always say irregardless, which I always thought was a double negative. I always thought meant to regard of what the defense does. We have to take care of our job better, executing, getting off to a better start, and, you know, just being more consistent. We certainly have shown flashes of it. It's just been, you know, in the fourth quarter, the end of the second half, whatever it is, need to find a way to be better for four quarters.
Start, why has it been such a struggle in those first quarters?
You know, it's hard to pinpoint. I don't think I know enough yet to call something a pattern. You know, in the first and third quarters, you know, we're not scoring enough points. And so, you know, we're all looking at that, you know, seeing what it is that we can do, you know, as players. I know the coaches are looking at it, and we'd certainly like to find the answer. I don't think there's a special secret formula as far as, you know, changing the, you know, the pre-game routine. I think it's better, more sound football. And like I said, we're capable of playing it, as we've shown in some critical times in the game, and we just need to show it more consistently throughout the game.
Specifically to you throwing with anticipation and the receivers getting ready to catch your passes, is that part of still a work in progress, would you say?
I guess you could say it was. I don't really I mean, that's something that you're always trying to do, any quarterback and receiver, is to throw on time, and, you know, the quarterback to put the ball where he wants it to do, and receivers to be where they're supposed to be. So, yeah, I think that's something that you're always trying to do.
Are you a big believer in home field advantage, or do you more tend to think that talent trumps all, home or road?
I mean, I think you need to be good, be a good team at home. I think that's, you know, it's what you try to do. You try to, you know, have a good record so you can, you know, get a home field playoff game where you feel like your fans will be an advantage. You know, I think you got to be careful putting extra emphasis just at home, and then all of a sudden, hey, let's just go 500 on the road. You know, you're going to be probably home in January then. So I think, you know, playing good solid football consistently is kind of what you shoot for. But you'd like to be able to defend your home field. You know, when you play at home, you feel like there's, because of the crowd here and the noise, and that place was rocking there at the end of the game in the fourth quarter. You know, you like to be able to kind of reward those fans with a win when you have it. So especially these division games, because, you know, division games are tough on the road, and And so you like to be able to win the ones at home.
You kind of referenced the rivalry on Sunday. What does it mean to you to kind of jump into this rivalry that is Broncos?
Yeah, I mean, I guess being a guy that has an appreciation of football and the history of it, I've certainly understand, you know, what an important rivalry it is and the great games that have occurred in this series, the great players that have played in this game. I can't tell you, you know, much about it because I just haven't played in it. And I probably won't be able to tell you everything about it until I probably go to Oakland. You know, I think that something about division rivalries is there's something about playing at home and playing away. And I know, you know, I've had when I played in Indianapolis, we had our rivalries, and so I know what it means to have a rivalry. I'm not as familiar with this one, but I also know it's a pivotal game. It's a division game, which counts double. We're 1-2. They're 1-2. It's a game that we need to play well and need to try to get a win.
Phil Simms speculated the other day, along the theory of why things get better as the game goes along, that he thinks maybe you loosen up more, your arm, your shoulder loosen up more as the game goes along. Any credibility there?
I can't really say I know the answer to that. You know, I'm still learning some things about myself, about our team. I think that's kind of what I've said all along. It's part of the process. As you are learning some things, it'd be nice to win while you're learning, and we haven't won these last two. So, I think we have, made more plays, you know, in the fourth quarter for whatever reason. So there's certainly not a fatigue factor, you know, going on. Our challenge is getting out of the box a little bit earlier, you know. So I can't, like I said, it's just too early right now for me to tell you, you know, what exactly. I'm not sure what he was referencing necessarily. So, you know, I'm trying to get better every week, and our team's trying to get better in order to try to get a win.
You targeted Tammy and Stokely quite a bit in the fourth quarter of the game against the Texans. Is it almost human nature that when it's crunch time that you target guys that you're familiar with?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I mean, certainly there probably is a human nature aspect to that, you know, but I also kind of think in that particular part of the game, that's kind of where the ball was. They both kind of play the same position, kind of the inside, tight end, slot. And Houston, for the most part, kind of had you doubled on the outside. The inside was kind of the place to go. You feel like, you know, because their rush was coming, you kind of wanted to, you know, get the ball out of your hands quick. And there were some things there in the slot, you know, to kind of get the ball to them. And, you know, what was tough about these past two games is that you're playing against the defense, but you're also playing against the clock. And, you know, you like to cut your opponents down to one, if you could, per game. And so that's something that's it's not a have to have it. I mean, I think sometimes you got to be saying, we got to get off to a good start. If you don't, you can still win a game. You know, it's like, it's like when people say, you know, well, they're built to get the lead, you know, they have to get the lead. I mean, I've never been told not to get the lead, you know, if that makes any sense. So, you know, your job is to try to win the game, but I do think we need to find a way to build off each other a little bit more offensively and defensively, playing well at the same time.
Time for a few more guys. Regarding the league, any reaction? What was your reaction to Monday night Green Bay Seattle?
Well, yeah, I mean, nothing different from most people. You know, thought what everybody else thought. You know, it's hard to put yourself in that position because I'm not there. I'm here in Denver. But if that was, you know, certainly if I played for the Packers, I mean, I talked to Jeff Saturday who, you know, said, I mean, I told him I felt sick, you know, kind of watching it. And he, you know, because he and I know each other well. So, but, you know, when you're sitting here 1-2, you know, I don't think that the referees have cost us a game. You know, I think we've cost ourselves a game. And so it's hard for me to kind of get past anything besides what's going on with us right now. And I thought it was bad the way it ended, for
last
sure.
Question, Lindsay. Over the course of your career, have you noticed the way that defensive pass interference and illegal contact has maybe been called? And is that something that offenses around the league are exploiting more now than?
Yeah, I wouldn't use these last three games really as a I put a, you know, kind of block those out, you know, but you know, in the past, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, I think with our receivers, I will say with Thomas and Decker, you know, you could take a little more of a chance on that, about giving them a chance to make a play, and then, hey, you know, I think DT will keep their guy from catching it. We might get that interference call. You know, we got one the Decker down there on the goal line, and, you know, it's certainly a huge play. It's hard to get 38-yard completions if, you know, I mean, you take them if it's an interference call. So it's that trust factor from the receivers that, hey, their guy's not going to catch it. I'm going to hopefully going to make it, but at least and maybe we get the interference. So, but I've never really believed in, you know, calling plays like, hey, this is a good play because we might get interference. I mean, you're calling the play for the execution and trying to complete the pass and remove the chains.